Right here on this show 2 weeks ago, John Bolton harshly criticized President Trump. He said Trump was presiding over a, quote, retribution presidency. 12 days later, the FBI showed up at his office and his home. This week starts right now.
I'm not a fan of John Bolton. I thought he was a sleazebag, actually.
The FBI targets President Trump's former national security advisor.
Are you worried that they're going to come after you in some way?
I think it is a retribution presidency.
Good morning. Welcome to This Week. In a moment, we'll get to the stunning developments coming into the weekend, with FBI agents swarming around the home and office of former Trump national security advisor John Bolton. But first, the context. This didn't happen in a vacuum. John Bolton is on a long list of Trump critics who are now facing the wrath of President Trump and his Justice Department. Trump himself has suggested that dozens of his enemies, real and perceived, belong in prison. He has said that about former Presidents Obama and Biden, about former FBI Director James Comey and former Special Counsel Jack Smith, all of whom have been threatened with criminal prosecution. So have former Trump administration officials Miles Taylor and Chris Krebs, New York Attorney General Letitia James, and Senator Adam Schiff. Those last two have been targeted by Ed Martin. He's the head of what the Trump Justice Department calls the Weaponization Working Group. Last week, Martin stood outside of Tish James's home in Brooklyn, New York, and posed for pictures dressed in a trench coat.